the Ein of the Meraglim, but not only is the Mechidah Meraglim an equal part of Pasha Shlach, obviously, the Lima L'Doiris. It's a Lima L'Doiris. The Etzim that you saw that we can have such a Metzias, Shlach L'Cho Anoshim, Vayishlach so Anoshim, Anoshim is Lashon Chashivas, Rashi says. And it could come to such a chet. Ein am chelek olam abo. Chet ha-meraglim, achmona letzlan. But I want to discuss a specific limud that we learn from a certain inyan in the sugya of this parasha. And then we'll discuss what's nogea to us that we can learn up. A pachad, Rabbi said. Mamash a pachad. Rashi brings from Chazal. Vayikra Moshe Leishaya ben Nun Yoshua. And Rashi says, Pshat l'maspal olov. He davened for him. Ko Yoshiacha miatas miraglim. Hashem should save you from the atas miraglim. The Kash Bavurst. The Kash is known. Why Dafke he davened for Yoshua? What was the Yisoy by Yoshua Dafke? To Mispalo, Sovnum Shad was his Talmud Muvok. He felt as a Rebbe for a Talmud. Special tefillah right down for all, but it was a special tefillah. Others let him shot. Chavetz Chaim's a pshat, and other shmuz, that there was a bigger danger by Yoshua, because Kolev was going to go against the Atzma Raglim in a derech of the Echav HaPeh, the Echav HaLev, as Rashi brings down. And therefore, there wasn't a danger to his life, physical life. Later on, he was going along with Yoshua, was going to fight physically against the king, be against him outright, and that was a physical danger. But Lamaisa, Lamaisa, the Kiyositos is a murder, a pshat. I just want to use that pshat to Boyoisa, you speak your side. And we'll see this subject, this Yisoid, in Kama Sugyas. Be'etzem, he says a beautiful pshat. There were two. Shishon brings Mishen the Zoyar. There were two separate reasons, the Choyra. Why the Nesim had this Nesoyon? One, all the Nesim had this Nesoyon, as the Zohar brings down, that's the Mesil Shasharim. That's mentioned mamish before in the Zohar, that there was some Nekuda of Kovit. They heard that in the Eretz Yisrael they're going to lose the Nesius. They want to see him now, they're going to lose the Nesius. And therefore, there was a Yitzhahara for Kovit. By everybody else, that was Nogeya. So the Kilas Yitzchok adds now there was a second Yetzirah by Yoshua. By Yeshua there was a different Yetzirah. Why he might say bear, or why he might not want to go into Eretz Yisrael, and that is because what we learned earlier in the previous Pasha, Eldad Umeida and Misnab Machane. Eldad Umeida were Misnab Machane, what were they? Misnab Moshe Meis v Yoshua Machnis. Moshe will die v Yoshua Machnis. And this was very, very, very difficult for Yoshua at the end, as Yoshua went, Moshe Kloim, I don't believe it. He went in. Yoshua had, according to the Kilas Yitzchok, an extra Yetzirah here. His Yetzirah was that he loses Rabbi. His Yetzirah was that Klaus was going to lose the leader. It was a different Yetzirah. a different way the Yetzirah might come to him. And that Yetzirah is much more dangerous, held Moshe Rabbeinu. The shame is the essence of a person. Yetzirah had seven different names. What is essence? Teretz is, he's working Ukong Mine disguises of Baisai. Avada all is true, he has the essence of all, he has a koyach in each one. And this koyach in each one is only for one purpose. To moirid the Odom ad Sha'ol Tachtis, to the bottom of Baisai. He doesn't, Zadavka want you just to do a small aveira, talk between Yishtabach. He wants to start. So the Gemara in Shabbos, and Yetzirah wants you to get you, what does he want you to get you to do? To Oivet Avodah Zorah. That's what he wants. The Madrega he wants to get you is to take you and to make you into Oivet Avodah Zorah. But he can't do that once. The person's not going to fall so quickly. Now he starts slowly. Today just get a little angry. And that's Ki'ilu Avodah Zorah. And then slowly, that he has you, Mamish, bowing to the Yetzirah. Bowing to the Avodah Zorah. Mamish, Ayiz, Mifrach. When she lifts up his frak to bow to the Yetzirah, to the Avodah Zorah. How did it come? This Gwalda Geyir, Rabbi Yisrael. The Miraglim, Rabbi Yisrael. You don't think they were big people? The Aban Frek, the Kashi, what's the list over here? Kulam Anoshim, what's the list over here? The Matei Ruvein, Shamur Ben Zakur, Matei Shimon, what's the list? The Aban learns that the list is the order of Chashivas. Does make Yahushua. It's not even from the top, too, Rabbi Yisrael. You have Ruvein, then you have Shimon, then you have Yehuda. Yisachar, then Matei Ephraim, Moshe Ben Nun, Kolev is the third. They weren't even the biggest. Yeshua, the God of Adon, Yeshua was the one. He wasn't even the biggest in the Ragam. The Yitzhahara worked on them and brought them down to Shaul Tach. That the Gemara says, Ragam Inglam Chelagunam Abor, G'doyle Oilam. We think! Then we're stammered to, it's a galachta here. We're in a battle. Mesilas Yisharim Zoft in Peg Aleph. You're in a battle, the battlefield. Zoft in Eisom, HaKadosh Bo, Lolem, B'mom, Shuram, Bo, Machig, Nimo, Yisari, Menu, Yisborach. Ve'im, Anatay, V'sach, Omriyis. Asher, Imi, Moshech, HaChareyen. Zoft in Yisari, Zoft there. Every matzav is in Yisari. V'nimse, at shenimse ha'molchom ha'elov, ponim v'yochom. That's the Yetzirah. But he's handled that Yetzirah. Come on, Yankala, come and go eat some treif. Chas v'shalom. Treif, chas v'shalom. Chas, 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 chas. He says chas so many times. He'll never go to these places. Oh, so that's it. I won the battle. I think it's over. Zokt. We learned today, because it's chos yisoid. That the Yetzirah comes now with a different oifin of Mulcham. You think that's it? I won the war, Baruch Hashem. I didn't eat the treif. I didn't go. My roommate wanted me to go to some place. I didn't go to Ben George or King Yehuda. I didn't go to those Mekoimis. I stayed away. I'm a tzaddik. Yetzirah has other ways of blessing. It's not over. Every single day. How does he come now? He comes in a different oifin. But the Hilik HaChovetz Chaim, last week's Haftorah, states, ויראני יש יהושע הכהן הגדול אומר לפני מלך השם ועשותו אין אומר על ימינו אל סתנו ויסוע יהושע הכהן הגדול אומר לפני מלך השם הסתיין אל לפני מלך השם ועשותו אין אומר על ימינו אל סתנו the sotan sitting there on his right side the sotno frek the hilke chavetz chaim what's the son doing on the right side he's in the wrong mokoi vina yodua כי דרך הצון הוא יצהור ושמאלו שמאלו to the left side אלא כבוני היא כך לגחוב את צחיים אז הוא פוין על ימין קלוימה משתדו לדבר על ליבוי שיעזב מצווה בשביל להמשיך או מן המצווה על העבירו בואי מדיק אז חידו שיהיה בואי סי the next mahalach of the Yetzirah is a whole different ball game. He comes. Come on, Yankala. Let's do mitzvahs. Let's do mitzvahs. Let's do. A knock at the door. Who is it? The Yetzirah. What does he want? Come to shul. The Yetzirah is inviting you to shul today. Come on, Shmuley. We got to go to shul. And he wakes you up early. Your mom is up early. You haven't been up early the whole week. What's he doing? He knows today in shul is going to be Yankala. The shmooze is there. He doesn't give shmoozin every Shabbos. He shmoozes in the base medrash every day. Lashon Hara, Rechilas. He's coming to shul today. And it's hard as rushing you to get to shul. You've never been so early. He's there, the doors are locked. 6:30, he's at the shul. He's never been there before. What's the power of the Zok the Chavetz Chaim? El Tavav and Yishtav Ali Yoitzer. Tavav Shas Kriya Set Torah Dvar Masurim. Malashon Hara Rechilas. I mean, he's singing me from Kosha. He got you to come to Shachos. Gebaldik. He'll give you 10 Shachoses like this. Oh, but the Tafkid is, Pasevi Shaldova. That's why some Bachel don't come to Shachos. They worry about this Yetzirah. But a Maisa! The Maisa does the Tach of the Yetzirah. It's like the sudden Oymin al Yeminoi of Yeshua. Yeshua HaKoyin HaGodol. Yeshua HaKoyin HaGodol. He's a Koyin HaGodol. He's not bothered by the Yetzirah to do Ra. He wants to do toiv, but from that toiv, he mamshechem to ra'at tzumah, Rabbi Yisrael. I believe that's the taicha voice in the Mesil Shoram in Perek Dal, Rabbi Yisrael. The Mesil Shoram said in Zahirus, that pe'etzem, Zog Tehelik in Mesil Shoram, and Meir de Gisoy, Rabbi Yisrael. Zog Tehelik in Mechelik HaZahirus, he said like this, that pe'emes, the Chachomim, that pe'emes, the Yetzahor, there's too many tiyois. There's too many mistakes. So Chazal toshish choish ri laila. The oil mazeh shadoim la laila. The part of the Gemara learned about Metzir pe gimel. This world's compared to laila. V'hovin kama niflos of tehelik mesil shisharim. How beautiful and how sweet, how nifl, how wonderful this word of Chazal is. But it's a portion of word. Oil mazeh shadoim la laila. Let me show my miglovin zekin echosh ra laila. There's two mistakes that a person could have from the darkness of the night. One is that your eye, you're blinded to the pole itself. You don't see the pole. You bang, you go walking in the street, it's dark, you don't see it. You bang your head right into the pole. So that's one mistake. Or he sees something there, but he doesn't see clearly. He doesn't see the mistake that's lying there. I believe this Mashiach Yisharim is the sort of what the Chofetz Chaim is saying here, boys. That the too many toyois that Olam Hazeh offers, the Hainu, the Chomis of Olam Hazeh, the Yetzirah of Olam Hazeh. He comes in too many different ways. One, he makes you not see. There's an Aveira here. You don't see. He blinds you with the Dimyai, with fantasy. He blinds you. But even more dangerous, what Chassidus Yisharim says, you think that what you're doing is a mitzvah. You think that by going to this place you're doing a mitzvah. And really, Basoifa Shaldova, Vaslikta Groysa Aveir, Rabbi Zah. The Shiva Amir, Shmuel Birnbaum, I once heard Shmuel's, I learned by, he said, pizza people sometimes, Bochim, they gotta get to the mitzvah chatana. There's a murder of mitzvah chatana to go to. This week, Nebuch, Rachmol Etzlan, this person, Nebuch, he doesn't have this, and have parents, and this, and the Kala doesn't have parents either. It's a mitzvah. What a mitzvah chasen he has to go to. He's all dressed about it. And from the morning, say that he's dressed ready for the mitzvah chasen. He has his big day Shabbos on for morning Seder, because he's thinking about that mitzvah chasen. The kitzur, the mitzvah chasen is moyulidik, and he wants to mechsameach. The chosin, mamish, this chosin, the yosoy, achmol etzlan, or this guy, this bachu nebuch, his parents are there, but they have no money. Rachmol etzlan, what a mitzvah! His mom is dancing in front of the chosin, really that the kala should see him, but he's dancing in front of the chosin, mamish, meyudika, dances and flips. He's flipping all night, Rosh. He flips on tables. He's flipping till 2 a.m. He was supposed to go home at 12, but he's thinking his mom, I can't leave. It's a mitzvah. I must be here. And there he is, 2:30, he's finished the chasana, all sweated and proud. We'll see. Next morning comes Shachris. 1 o'clock, he misses morning Seder. He barely makes it for the afternoon Seder. Just he comes in at 5:45. He rolls into Beis Medrash, yawning away, stretching. What a mitzvah chasana that was. All proud. What a mitzvah chasana. So to Shmuel Ben, a mitzvah chasana, we know one Mishnah. The Mishnah state, mitzvah geres mitzvah. A mitzvah that's gerim aveira, his ishkei mitzvah. He didn't daven shachris. He may got up late for Kriyash. He said Kriyash, my boy, he said in his pajamas. The PJ, I call it the PJ Shema, it's called. You get it, you know, with one eye open at 9:47, when Man Krishma, the last Man Krishma, 948, with one eyeball open and one eyeball closed, he says Krishma and be yotze a shita. I don't know the shita loy noy lemi because he doesn't finish in his man. Bekitza, so the ma'isa, he finishes with his Krishma and his tefillah. If he got tefillah, he's yotze. I don't know when he downs seven shmona esrays by mincha to make up the whole week. Bekitza. And this is also Allah also. But a ma'isa, it's a mitzvah chasana. All I know is one thing, Dr. Shmuel, mitzvah geres mitzvah. If you give a mitzvah chasana, you wouldn't be my shachris. It's hard, but mitzvah geres mitzvah. Like the Mepharshim say, God, there's a ruach that comes on a person after mitzvah, he wants to do more mitzvahs. If he's not getting up, and he's not doing, functioning properly the rest of the day, his nishkei mitzvah. Thus is the Yetzer Hara of Isaac. A person has to be papachad noira now, after this is said. And those Dr. Goyin in Rus, the Goyin asked that if this is true, it's the papachad noira. Bishleim of the Yetzer Hara came to tell us mitzvahs. And the Yetzer Toiv, I'm sorry, Yetzer Hara came to tell us our favors. And the Yetzer Toiv came to tell us mitzvahs. So I know who's talking inside of me. Go do the mitzvah, it's Yetzer Toiv. Don't do the mitzvah, Yetzer Hara. That's the battle. But if we're saying now, like the Goyin, in the Seder Ruz, that the Yetzer Hara also comes, go do the mitzvah! So how do I know who's talking? It's a pachad, Rabbi Yisrael. It's not a pachad. And I feel the Kilas Yitzchak today is a murder because that's why Moshe Rabbeinu davke for Yoshua. Because Yoshua, the other miraculous of Adam was an Aveira. He knew it was an Aveira. They're not going to want to go in God's covenant. So there's a push of the Yetzer Hara. They'll be able to handle it. But Yoshua has a mitzvah. Yeshua has a cheshbon mitzvah. Moshe Meis. Moshe Nadai. He won't be the leader of the Ruch Yisrael. Klaisel is going to go down. We can't go in. So the Kilas Yitzchak, therefore Moshe had a davin dafk of Yeshua that Yitzchak is a pachad. How do we handle it? How do we know? How are we going to know if the Yitzchak, only the Yitzchak Toiv is talking? Fek the Goyin. So the Goyin in Rus, Amu Yuridik Yisoyed, Rabbi Yisrael. He says, Yisoyed, how you know? Is see how excited you are about doing the mitzvah, says the Goyin. The Goyin says, "I'm going to get tied to the pasuk in Rus." State Naomi and Rus were walking, going back from stay Moav. After Naomi decides she has to leave, her husband was killed, her two children were killed. She's going back, and her two daughter-in-laws are following her. Both want to come back to the Yiddishkeit. They want to follow their mother-in-law. She says, "Go away! I don't need." Orpah goes back, and Rus clings. But still, the Gemara in Vamos tells us she's still pushing off Rus. Go back. Asher Tamusi, you're going to have to die. When you die, you have to be buried with us. Yeah, and you can't go to this place and that place. You can't do this and you can't do that. You're not going to have, you have a different lifestyle. She says, follows after. And she's pushing her off and pushing her off. And then we learn how long. Until she stops. When did she stop? So the pasuk vatera ki misametet lo lechazito, she sees that she's having a hard time keeping up. Rus is having a hard time keeping up with Naomi. Vatera ki misametet, she's working hard, she's working forcefully to keep up with Naomi. So the goin pshat, hilke goin. So the goin pshat azay. Says the goin that the yisoid is that there's too many yitzhar that we spoke. This yisoid we spoke out. There's the Yetzer Hara and Yetzer Toiv, but the Yetzer Torah sometimes comes in disguise. The Yetzer Toiv, do the mitzvah. But what's his intention? His intention is to be moirid you ahad l'sho'oil in that mitzvah. So how do you know, Dr. Goyin? How do you know? It says the Goyin moirid gechidush. If you have a worm on mamash excited, the mitzvah presents itself, getting up for shachris. He's mamash. Ooh, wow, is he excited getting up for shachris? He's running to the base medrash to go learn. He's exciting. He's going to do the Bikur Cholim. What an excitement he has to run to the Bikur Cholim. Or the mitzvah chasana. Or this thing, or that thing. So to go in, then you have to be very wary. You have to realize, these are Ivorim Shabbos of Adam, says the going. Physical Ivorim. Why should a physical Metzias want to go do a Dabar Ruchni? Nein, it's not Shaykh. Physical Ivorim are lazy. They're not going to want to do a spiritual thing. If it's a gashmistic thing, maybe they'll run to it. But a physical thing, no. If your Ivorim are excited, if your Ivorim are moving quickly to go do it, We're not talking about after you psych yourself off. There's a mitzvah of zrizis of boisai. That's a different page. That's once a person understands what the kefts of the mitzvah is, then he has his reason to go do it. We're talking at the beginning, before he's decided to do the mitzvah. If he's excited, says the going, you have to be very weary. What's laying behind that mitzvah? What's laying behind that mitzvah? Maybe, just maybe, the Avram are running and rushing to do it because there might be an Averulik behind it. But if it goes slow, you have to have a Eshtagomachama first, and then you go into the threesis. That's a vada. Once you chapt it, it's a mitzvah. The vada have to be bizarre. It's reason makdim on the mitzvahs of boisai. But at the beginning, right when the feeling comes, do you want to do it or you don't want to do it? You feel excitement to do it, you have to be very wary, said the Gaon. We're not saying a person gets to a madrega, but you have to be very wary. The Avraham don't. So the Gaon, that's the pshat and rus. Vateira ki mesametis lalechazita. Who is older, boisai? Naomi or Rus? Naomi was much older. She was a mother-in-law. And yet Rus is having a hard time keeping up. The Avraham are not so moving so diligently. So fair. So bezrizus must be it's takadi yetzatoiv. Must be she's not coming to Misgayer out of its intention. She wants to marry somebody. She's married. Wants to marry a nice Jewish boy. He's going to take care of her. That she's not coming. She's coming out of etzem rotzer. That's why she's walking slowly to keep up with me. So if they're going by teiras ki misametes batechta l'davrito. Then he saw it wasn't with the same. Person has to be meyuri de gezoyer of Yisai. The yetzahor is mislabish. Mislabish and kol minei malbushim of Yisai. Kol minei malbushim! What a pachad it is! And people walk around smiling, very nice, you're going through the day, and don't realize when teich ha-mulchomer of Yisai. A person who's in teich ha-mulchomer doesn't have time to start, joking around. He's serious. He knows that he's teich ha-mulchomer now. He has to put his kochos into his learning. He has to put his kochos into Musa, Rabbi Zai. People today, Musa became extinct. Mamj, with the buffalo. He came out with the buffalo. Musa Seder in Yeshiva is a time you go outside and you have a break. It's called break. Whenever it says Musa, it's defined as break. Free time. That's what Musa Seder is. Why don't we learn Musa today? I don't know, Rabbi Zai. Maybe we don't know what to learn from Musa. But there's a Yisrael going on, Rabbi. There's a battle that's running after us. So Mami used to take us down to Tahoim. And we're walking around like a guy's walking to a minefield. He's smiling, he's whistling with a big smile on his face. He's walking through mines. Any next step he can step on, psh, boom, that's 2,000 pieces. And there he is smiling away. Okay, Baruch Hashem, mitzvah gedoy liyos b'simcha. For sure, I don't know what it is. But he's going through a minefield. He's there smiling. So they call him Smiley. Shmuley Smiley, they call him. He's smiling all day. I'm not saying you have to be a happy person. We want a happy countenance. But we have to realize what's out there. It's a battle. Come in a dvorim, a voice. I see the come of a dvorim. A bochum come to me, or Avraham come to me. With a whole tochnit, what they're doing in the summer, they're going back. I once had Avraham, he's going back. He knows how many times he had a battle. The television set that is in his parents' house. And he's going back for Ben Hazmanim again. Maybe it's not a good idea this year to go back. I have to go back. I have so many things to take care of. My mom is going to learn. I have a say that mom is every daf, day one, Mem Aleph, it's all written up. And day two, and mom is going to have a say that to learn. And don't worry about that television. I'm all set. I'm ready to go. Maybe you don't have to go back. I have to go back. I have to. But your parents are coming to visit you next in a few weeks. Yeah, but it's been his man and we need a break, we need this. Next thing he knows about is he's in front of the television set again. Oh, I didn't know. He threw it mamish. It was great planning. He had it all planned out. He's gonna go to this place to make a chavrusa, and this place is going by night. He's gonna visit his great aunt at night. He's not gonna have any time. At the end of the day, everybody's in front of the television set. Again. What had happened for him? They didn't realize. It looked all. And this time again, the Yitzhak didn't fantasize, it's going to be a Gvaldika, Oilam HaZedika. Oilam HaBo, you're going to have so much Ruchnias from it. It's such a great idea. Oh, I have the idea of the lifetime. I'm going to college for 2 years, just 2 years. I'm going to get a quick degree. I'm not saying every case, there are people, you have to have a Rebbe, you have to talk it out. I'm just saying how the Yitzhak comes to a person. 2 years in college, I'm doing that quick course. You'll be a doctor in 1 year.
Mamish. All the causes, you become a doctor, you're already doing surgery in a year and a half, Rabbi Yisrael. And don't worry, I'm going to have Mamish, I'm going to this yeshiva that has a beautiful learning program. College and learning. No, Chas v'Shalom, not college and learning. It's learning. We just do college at night. Just night. Mamish night, a 2-hour thing. And then we're Mamish all day, ligging and learning. The ligging. Pikitza, he has it all planned out. Mamish, it's perfect. There's no flaws to it. The Yetzer Hara, that is smart. He's not stupid. He has everything worked out also for you. He has your whole college thing worked out. What's going to happen in college? You're going to meet somebody over there. And in that, you're going to get developing, talking with this and this person. And this person's going to influence you. Why should you go back after college to Eretz Yisrael? You got to start your practice right away. Why should you go back? Yeah, but I told my Rebbe, I had it all worked out. I'm going to do the year program. I'm going to be back learning in Eretz Yisrael in a year from now with my college degree. I'm going to put up my degree in my dorm room, in Yeshiva's Torah Or. I'll be able to see it when I will look at it and I will have me feel comfortable. I have my degree. I have my parnassah. And in the meantime, the Yetzer Hara has it all worked out for him. 1 year turns to 2 years, 3 years to 3 years. 4 years later, he forgot about Eretz Yisrael. A year later already, but 4 years later, he forgot about visiting Eretz Yisrael. He's nervous to visit his Rebbe, because his Rebbe said that shmooze 2 years ago, how he's never going to come back to Eretz Yisrael. It's a horror. It's so bad. He's not the first guy, and he won't be the last guy he's worked on. He has so many day cheshbonos how to get you. So many day things. He's going to this place, and to that place, and this place can get chizik. Is he really getting chizik over there? What's he going to that place for? Was it for this thing and that thing that he's going for, Rabbi Yisrael? He has to be so careful, Rabbi Yisrael. Mishmoy Shabbeinu cries at Tefillah. He's Mishana Shmoy. And he's Balal. Moiridik for Yoshua, why? How was it? Banging and crying. Nebuch, he thinks maybe he should go over and console the person. Maybe Chas v'Shalom something happened. Kitzah, his Chavrusa comes in. His first thing, he just made a Chavrusa with a new guy in the mirror. And he says, you know, Yankala, the new Baruch, the Baruch who was on the Tifrach, who came for Shabbos to the Mir, to learn with the Mir Baruch, says to the Mir Baruch, you know, Yankala, why do you should go over that year? He looks depressed, he looks Chas v'Shalom, after console. He said, what are you talking about? He said, the person in the front, ever since I walked in, he's crying, he's banging, he's crying, I never have to console him. Says the Mir Baruch, nah, that's the Rosh Shiva of Chaim Shulevitz. He's learning Seder Musa. That's how he learned Seder Musa. What was Reb Chaim crying about, Rabbi Yisrael? Reb Chaim was crying about. Every person has a Yetzer Hara, and Dr. Gemara in Sukkah called Godol Mechaver Yetzer Gadol. Somebody who's Godol Mechaver, the Yetzer is even bigger. We don't realize, Rabbi Yisrael, as we grow in learning, our Yetzer Hara also grows. Our Yetzer Hara wants more things. And he's working feverishly. Feverishly to mapalas, Rabbi Yisrael. In this way, and in that way. And if you're not careful, you can mess up, and not only can you mess up, you can step on a Chas v'Shalom in mind, and it could have effects for the future also. It's very scary, Rabbi Yisrael. We have to be soldiers. We have to realize it's Yarig, it's Yetzer Hara, Yetzer Tov. We have to realize the Goyim says we have to be careful who's speaking to us, who's talking to us to do the mitzvahs, who's telling us now that we have to go back so early to Ben Hazmanim. Is it the Yetzer Hara or is it the Yetzer Tov? Sometimes it might be the Yetzer Tov. A person needs a break. He might have to leave early. And forget, sometimes the Yetzer Tov says, that the Chofetz Chaim says he pushes you. Learn more. Learn more. The Reshiva's word. V'asasotam ilfaneinu miyachareinu, says the Reshiva. Shem the Chofetz Chaim, I think. V'asasotam ilfaneinu. What's the Sotam ilfaneinu? Do the Aveira. Do the Aveira. What's the miyachareinu? He pushes you. Learn. 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 Learn until you have a nervous breakdown, by Yisrael. Till you pop, till you go crazy. That's also Yetzer Hara. Again, the same thing. He's pushing you to learn. He's doing you do mitzvahs. Learn, learn. The Chofetz Chaim as an old man. The Bachur, remember, I just saw a story about it. Remember the Chofetz Chaim coming to the Beis Medrash and coming to turn out the lights. I don't know if they have lights or whatever. If there was lights, blow out the candles. Bachur would complain, we want to learn more. So the Chofetz Chaim, the Yetzer Hara talking. Either you affect your health, or you won't get up in the morning for Shachris. Learn later, to 1:30, 2:30. At the end of the day, it's a horror to him, Chofetz Chaim. He used to put out the light himself. person mechuyev to watch out his health. The stipler, I heard last night, someone said he took his son to the stipler 24 years ago for a bracha on the day of his bar mitzvah, the Eidika stipler. Rav Gans Shlita said it over last night. 24 years ago, right before the stipler, he took his son to the stipler to get a bracha. The stipler asked him, the stipler said to the bracha, what do you want? He said, his father, he wants to be a gadol. By the time his chassid comes, he wants to be a gadol already. He wants to be a big person learning. He said, the Chofetz Chaim, I'm going to give you a menu. If you follow this menu, you can be an Adam Golo by the time you're 18. So the guy thought it was coming already. So I was going to start saying, okay, learn Shas, Shulchan Aruch, the whole Shas Shulis with Kiva Ega, the whole Mishnah Brura, the whole Mishnah Shisharim, and the whole, all this farm, and Mamish, what you do, nighttime do Kabbalah. So Dr. Stipler said to him, first I want to tell you, Adam Golo, you have to sleep very well, at least 7-8 hours a night. Sleep, you know, where is it coming from? Yes, you have to sleep 8 hours a day. I need 2 hours a day for all the bodily functions, whatever, eating and sleep, whatever, not to eating and whatever, everything else you have to do, it's another 2 hours, and 2 hours a day for davening, the disciples said. How many hours is that, Rabbi Yisai? 12 hours. 12 hours a day. If you use out the other 12 hours for learning, by the time you're married, you'll be an Adam Gadol. 12 hours a day, you'll be an Adam Gadol. But what was the first thing the stipler told him? Sounds told me, he said, you heard from the stipler, you have to sleep well 8 hours a night. If you do, you don't have to do it all at night. 7 hours at night, 1 hour been as dark, whatever it is, but 8 hours a day. Sleep well, eat well. That's all. Associate to her. Don't eat well. He said, come on, you can't eat that, you can't eat too much. To be Polish. And you have to stay up late, and you have to do this and that. That's also not. You need your exercise, you need your outlets, you need everything. It's all part of the Yetzer Tov of Bosan. But you have to realize at the end of the day, that if you want to accomplish and you want to win the battle, you want to go out of the maze, as the Mesillas Yesharim says, and find the center of the maze, you have to do one thing, Bosan. You have to realize that you're in a maze. You have to realize that you're in a war zone. You have to realize that's serious. You have to realize that the Yetzer Hara is working constantly. When you're sleeping, he's up. He's up with maps and strategies. How tomorrow he's going to get you to Mavato. How tomorrow he's going to get you away, one day away from learning. All of a sudden, he heard the shmooze, he's all excited. Sunday he's starting. It's always Sunday he's starting to lose mind. Start today, everybody said. But he's excited. He's all excited. Sunday morning is going to be this man. And there it is. Sunday morning, he got up to Shacharis. Wow. Respireless! It was a little bit of a fight, but he woke up. And Baruch Hashem, there was a fight. And he woke up, he beat the Yetzer Hara. He was there early for Shacharis, Gavaldik. Right after Shacharis, with his tefillin on. 18 times he's kissing his tefillin, gets a phone call. Ding, 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 ding. Aunt Tilly's on the phone. She just came in. And Aunt Tilly's not suggesting it, but he feels a COVID that he has to go visit Aunt Tilly. She's only in one time a year from New Mexico. The problem with this Aunt Tilly, it happens to be it's not really his aunt. It's his cousin's brother's aunt. But Lamaisi, everybody in the family calls her Aunt Tilly. I must see her today. While he's talking to Aunt Tilly, he's also Nashik the Tfillin. But he has to also visit Aunt Tilly just for a small break, a small time to go see her. She might even have a package for him, 150 bobby pins. Mamish, he has to pick it up, Rabbi Yisai. He doesn't wear bobby pins, but just in case he wants to be a Baal Ches, he wants to open a gemach in yeshiva for the basketball team, he's going to put it in the back box with the pens, 150 bobby pins. So if you ever a bach needs a bobby pin. Bekitza, so he feels... Tzorich mitzvah, he has to go, and he goes out. He wraps up his Torah very slowly with a krech in the heart. He has to leave Seder this morning for just an hour and a half, just a small hour and a half to go see Aunt Tilly. Ma'aseh v'sofei shel davar, Rabbi Yisai. He's Tilly toweling away his day, and at the end of the day, he ends up. There was no Aunt Tilly took him for a ride until 7 o'clock. He comes back to yeshiva with the bobby pins all wrapped up. Baruch Hashem, Tzorich Mitzvah. Tzorich Mitzvah. tzorich, mamish a tzorich. How many times a boy say, a pocher is steiging. He's steiging the veld, he's growing. And the Yitzhara comes with a myriad of plan. We're going on a tiyul today. Mamish up north and up south, down south, up north, west, east. He takes a map from Eretz Yisrael. Mamish a big map, the map of Israel. And he wears his I Love Israel t-shirt. To wear it. Mamish, he has to go out with a big heart. He goes out and he's doing hiking today. I'm not saying you need it also sometimes, but a place I think, is it necessary? Is it really necessary? What am I going for? He's going away for Shabbos. Where? I have to visit my cousin up in Chatzor somewhere. Until he gets there, what he does there, what hashkaf he's going to hear. I'm not saying everything you do there, but you have to realize. Just because he got the call. Just because the telephone rang. Just because somebody asked you to come to a certain place. It might seem a mitzvah. But that we learned today, son oy min al yaminoy b'yisai. Son oy min al yaminoy. And the Gemara says, Talmidei Chachamim. So the Gemara, he goes at the Talmidei Chachamim even more. So the Gemara Numbeis. He wants the Talmidei Chachamim, he wants the Bnei Torah. That's a proof, but that's mamish, a murder. If he chaps the Ben Torah, if the Yitzhak gets the Ben Torah, to leave Torah. You know what a prize he gets? You know what a slava that is? He gets the Ben Torah to leave Torah. He gets the Ben Torah to leave Torah on a long-term basis. Wow, what an accomplishment. He might not go for the easy stuff. Okay, he wants to marshal this guy. He didn't say his bracha in the morning. This guy didn't that. Okay, he also wants to get that. Oh, but that's mamish. That's an accomplishment. He gets the Ben Torah to leave the yeshiva. He gets him to go to college for long time. And Chas v'Shalom, I'd say, everybody, he gets the person mixed up in the head. Everybody says, this hashkofa and that hashkofa. There's only one hashkofa, everybody says. The hashkofa is doing what's we heard Shmuzin how any person here, and any person who works hard in Torah, can become a great person in Torah. But you have to realize, and you have to know, and you have to really, really understand this. The Yetzirah is going to work very, 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 very hard to stop you from accomplishing that feat, Rabbi Yisrael. There's only one Eitzah. There's only one Eitzah. Be on the lookout. Work daven very hard. Have a Rebbe. Have a Rebbe to go to. Sukta Gemara calls man. Sukta Gemara in Brochus calls man that Shlomo's Rebbe was around. Avchesim and Aleph. Calls man Shishimi ben Geir Kayim loy nosu Shlomo's bas Paroi. Shlomo didn't marry bas Paroi. If you know what happened to Shlomo HaMelech, Chavmono Litzlan Rabbeisai. The Pesukim say at the end of in Melachim, we learned in our Nachshir Rabbeisai, 315, 330 for those commercial, for those who want. We learn Melachim Aleph now. Shlomo HaMelech, the Pesukim write about Besoif Yomov, Halach Achara Tzabim. He went after Avodah Zarah, and the Mephoshim say Pshat Echaz Hashem, he didn't do Avodah Zarah. But Rachmono Litzlan, there was a myriad of Kitchuk on Shlomo HaMelech. So much so that Shlomo HaMelech lost the Malchus in Gans Klal Yisrael. Because of the fact that he didn't stop the actors of Avodah Zarah because he had wives. How did it all start, Rabbi Yisai? Well, he married Bas Paro. When did he marry Bas Paro? Like the Gemara calls Man Shishim Ben Geira, his Rebbe was around. He didn't marry. As soon as Shishim Ben Geira was Nifta, Shishim took Bas Paro. Rabbi Yisai. The big people. We read today, we're going to read Kulam HaNoshim, we're going to read the beginning of Miraglim, Limatei Shimon Shemur, we're going to read the Psukim, I'm going to hear the names of these Gdolei Olam, but they weren't Parshan HaNoshim, the Par Rashi called them Tzadikim! Tzadikei Olam! Oh, but Dafkin then the Yetzirah came very strong. And he comes to us every day with another Taina! Another Svara! Another Yitzhara! Another attraction! Another Zach! It's unbelievable! It's like, you could be an old man! The Slav Seifer said, or the Kiv'eyah, that on the deathbed, the Yitzhara is still working! Oh, do it and say it a little louder than Mishnayas. Do this a little louder that people should think you're learning Bishas Misarfai. Gaiva! The Yitzhara doesn't stop Ad Yom Ha'isa. trying to find ways to be ma'achshel the ben adam. The only way to stop is to have a realization that you're in a mechama, and to beg the Ribbono Shel Olam for siyat d'shmaya, and to learn Musa, and to learn Musa, Rabbi Yisrael. Musa say to Rabbi Yisrael, as I said, it's extinct. But the problem why it's extinct is because a person doesn't realize what he's supposed to be doing in Musa say to Rabbi Yisrael. Musa say it's not a time only just to read a sefer and go through it b'kiyas and make a siyum at the end of his man. He finished Meshilas Hasharim, Rishai Tshuva, Archa Sadikim, seven Sfarim he finished in this man in Musa Seder. Musa Seder, what I was taught as a Bacha, and Musa time is a time for reflection of a person's life. What you're supposed to do in Musa is to take a small piece, read it over, analyze what's being said, and then apply it to your own life. And see if a person needs a Musa Sefer that talks to him. I don't care what it is, Rabbi Yisrael. You can take the biography of Yaakov Kamenetsky, whatever it is. But it talks to you. It helps you have a realization of what Emes HaChaim is. Take any Sefer, but make sure that Sefer talks to you personally. It could be English, it could be Hebrew. And then, after you read the Sefer a few lines, you put down the Sefer, you close it, and think to yourself, so how does this apply to my individual life? How can I apply that to myself? That's what Musa is, introspection of myself. We can't do it so long today, we're a door that Chas V'Sholom, Rahman Tzlan, whatever reason, we need to be built up. And the Musa should be that we attack unbelievable. Like Slabotka Musa is, that was so high, was so high, that Nur Bahman was so chashuv, that how can we lower ourselves to do chatayim? So stating this week's parasha, that the Meraglim said, we were like chagovim in their eyes. We were in our eyes, we were like that, we were in their eyes like chagovim. Before the Bali Musa say that was the Pshat, they looked themselves very, very low. And that brought to the Chayr. A person has to build himself up and realize how chosh he is. Any person who's sitting and learning today has in a shtickle way won a certain Muhammad. You're sitting and learning in yeshiva. How many people out there have friends, people that you know, that were pulled away from yeshiva? It was a parent that said he had to come back, or his own rayon, ever since he's 3 years old, he always dreamed of being a doctor. His grandmother bought him a doctor set when he was 3 years old with a plastic stethoscope. And his mom, every since then, he dreamed to be a doctor. And therefore, he must go out, run out, mamish in his early good years to go be the doctor ready. Or whatever it is that influenced him, seeing this thing and seeing that thing, the dimyonis of Adam Hazeh, chashivas, how the Yetzirah works to build it up. They show you a picture of a cowboy with a cigarette in his mouth, and everybody wants to smoke that stupid cigarette, and even though they know it's on the box, smoking will kill you. Kill mamish, right? Can't be more specific. And there he is puffing away, mamish, with the body, and his mamish. He takes the box and he's reading it while he's smoking. Interesting. Smoking causes this. Who? Wow. He's pulling it out, mamish. Six cigarettes he smoked while he's reading the box. The letters are very small, it takes him a while to read it. His eyesight has been ruined by the smoking, so he has problems by reading it. But then he's with six cigarettes at the time he's reading the box. Smoking will kill you. Why did he stop? It got into his head. Chashivus of the smoke. It built up as a dimmer in his brain. How chashiv is to smoke. How chashiv is to be like this. And the reality is, the boy said, what's chashiv? One thing in life. Avodas Hashem is Baruch. This is Yisroel Rabbi Yisrael. Yisroel Yisroel is an Avodas Hashem. The Sotan is the Oyvod Al Yemin, and no one he stops for. Doilim, Tanim, Bnei Torah, not Bnei Torah. Further and further. You think after he's got you out of yeshiva, or after he's got you away, he stops? No. Not until you've mamash geshmeted you legamri. After such a shmooze, a person has to get up and dominate, feel up in Yishloilam. Save me from the Yetzirah. Suffered forever and ever from it. Let's not make the mistakes. We're going to make mistakes, and we're going to lose battles. But we shouldn't lose the war. We have to win the war, as a good one said. Everybody loses battles. That's the tev of a person. Ain't tzadik v'or shal yechta. Yetzirah comes and you constantly, you're going to lose a battle here, a battle there. But don't lose the war, boy. Losing the war means not accomplishing what you could be, not fulfilling your tafkid achayim. Be'ez Hashem Yisborach. with Helikas Yat Nishmaya, with Tfilas, with Bakoshes, with having the Rebbe, with learning Ishtiko Musa. And we're learning Torah B'Spailas, Rabbi Yisai. Torah to stop the Yetzer Hara, Rabbi Yisai. In Zekta Gemara, in Pogba, in Nuvul Zeh. That's what you have to look at, it's not the Gemara. We don't call on the Gemara calls on in Pogba, in Nuvul Zeh. The Menuvul comes to you, Zekta the Gemara, Kedush Lamed. Mashchil Beis HaMedrash. Bring him to the Nation of Beis HaMedrash. Im Ebeni Nimoyach. I think the Gemara of the Gemara is, whatever way he's going to come to you, if it's like an Eben, he'll be Nimoyach. Whatever tzura he has to come to you, the Torah will be the tavlin. We say Yechah Be'ezah Hashem, b'schus that we learn Torah, b'espailas, b'schus that we learn, v'kayim atafkir achayim, to be a nachas ruach, l'yotzchaynu, a nachas ruach to ha-mishpochis, and Be'ezah Hashem yizborach, to that we'll fill atafkir achayim, omen v'omen.